Today we'd like to see the title of the Gershon, Kohat, Merari in 1 Chronicles chapter 23 verses 1 to 32. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 1. So when David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king of Israel. Explain David's conduct in the context and what can we learn from here. Question 2, in verse 14. Now the sons of Moses, the man of God, were reckoned to the tribe of Levi. What does it mean? And who is the man of God or the woman of God today? Question 3, in verse 28. Because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all holy things and the work of the service of the house of God. What does it mean and what can we learn from here? In the last time, in the 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 19, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Therefore arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the holy articles of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord. Set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord. David asked Solomon to serve him with undivided loyalty, wholeheartedly or heartily, in order to build the sanctuary of the Lord, to bring the Ark of Covenant, the symbol of God's presence, and the holy articles of God into the temple of God. Not looking back, Solomon took over the task at his death. Luke chapter 9, 62. Here, first one. So when David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king of Israel. Question one. David was not allowed to build the temple of God because he had shed much blood by God. But his son Solomon was assigned to build it. So near to his death, David prepared its needed things, materials, and people, organizations. David assigned the Levites duties in this chapter, but did not assign the other sons than Solomon, who might later cause a political power struggle. So here, cross-reference right there. Verse 2, and he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Verse 3, now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above, and the number of individuals, males, were 38,000. Levi causes census was used for the ministries at the temple of God, not for warriors to go to war or for foolishing of self-glory like a previous David's census. They had to be 30 years old before they could begin their ministries unto the Lord. It is interesting that Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his public ministry. There were 38,000 Levites at the age of 30 years or older. The temple builders, officers, judges, gatekeepers, musical instrument players in verses 4 to 5, and cross reference right there. 5, 4,000 were gatekeepers, 4,000 praised the Lord with musical instruments, which I made, said David, for giving praise. Verse 6, also David separated them into division among the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Levi's descendants are Gershon, Kohath, and Merari generations. Verse 7, of the Gershonite, Ladan, Shimei, the sons of Ladan, the first Jehiel, then Jetham, and Joel, three in all. The sons of Shimei, Shelomith, Haziel, Haran, three in all. These were the heads of the father's houses of Ladan, and the sons of Shimei, Jehath, Jina, Jeushi, and Beriah. These were the four sons of Shimei. Jehath was the first, and Jijar the second, but Jeushi and Berai did not have many sons. Therefore, they were assigned at one father's house, the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izrah, Hebron, and Uziah, four in all. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was set apart, he and his sons forever, and he should sanctify the most holy things to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, and to give the blessing in his name forever. One of Kohath's sons was Aaron, consecrated as high priest, and his sons as priests. They performed the sacrifice to the Lord. Other Levites than Aaron's descendants were assigned to assist the priests in and around the temple of God. Today, every Christian is a priest who presents its body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is each regional service through Jesus the high priest. Or cross-reference right there. Verse 14, now the sons of Moses, the man of God, were reckoned to the tribe of Levi. Moses had been called as the man of God. Moses had known the Lord face to face, showing Moses controlled or led by God the Spirit. And in the Old Testament time, the Spirit may have come in and departed from a person, such as David's prayer, not take your Holy Spirit from me. But in New Testament time, after Jesus' death and resurrection, the Holy Spirit is in every Christian upon faith in Jesus, the Son of God. So Jesus said that John the Baptist was the greatest among all in Old Testament time, but every Christian who is of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. So many Christians led by the Holy Spirit are the sons of God or the adopted sons of God through Jesus. Thus the man of God or the woman of God is a person fully controlled by the spirit of flesh, living by faith, as Paul confessed. 15. The sons of Moses were Gershon and Eleazar. Of the sons of Gershon, Shebuel and the first of the descendants of Eleazar. Rehabiah was the first, and Eleazar had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Israel, Shelomith was the first. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jaijah the third, and Jechamiah the first. Of the sons of Uziah, Micah was the first, and Jeshiah the second. The sons of Merari was Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Mahli were Eleazar and Kish. And Eleazar died and had no sons, but only daughters and their brethren, the sons of Kishi, took them as wives. The sons of Musi were Mali, Adri, and Jeremoth, three in all. These were the sons of Levi by their father's houses. The heads of the father's houses, as they were, counted individually by the number of their names, who did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and above. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever, and also to the Levites. They shall no longer carry the tabernacle or any of the article for his service." For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. Verse 28, question 3. Because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God. Even if other Levites than Aaron's descendants were helping their priestly role in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, they were equally important to work together to please God. Like many members of a human body, which would have the same care for one another. Now we are the body of Christ and members individually, and God has appointed many kinds of ministers in the church. There should be no scheme, but cooperation for one another to please God. Or cross-reference right there. 29, both with the showbread and the fine flour for the grain offering, with the unleavened cakes, and what is best baked in the pan, with what is mixed with all kinds of measures and sizes, to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and at every presentation of a burnt offering to the Lord, on the Sabbath, and on the new moons, and on the set first, by number, according to the ordinance governing them, regularly before the Lord, and that they should attend to the needs of the tabernacle of meeting, the needs of the holy place, and the needs of the sons of Aaron, their brethren in the work of the house of the Lord. So we cover those three questions. You may continue to keep on prayer. All mission effort is passed to liberate with the word of God in South Korea. So preaching season, out of season, we keep on. So possible, you know, convince, exhort, sometimes even pray for missionaries in all of the world. Here, Peru, Afghanistan, Vietnam, and so on. So it kept here, so Israel, the underground churches in Iran. So keep on praying for them.